Mike's not here right now. He's still at work. So I'm going to bless him.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I'm going to see if there's a clean version so that my parents and the people at my school will not get mad at me. We've got the spritzer filled with water just in case if stuff gets too fire. I'm going to set up the speaker and I'm going to listen to
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I think this is the best
Mike Shope
feature that I've heard in a long time. I think his flow is really good on it, and I like his aggressiveness on it. And
the Bulldog
put not enough effort in it. I think overall his flow was good, but I don't like that mumble rapping. That was my review of
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Didn't need the spritzer. Wasn't fire enough. No spritzer for you. No spritzer.
That's aforementioned Blue Jays Red Sox game. Tonight, first of three.
You trolling me here with this Blue Jay visor today?
I don't think of it as trolling.
Is that what that is?
But I did wear it with a purpose.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, it matches the shirt.
Well, there's always that.
Yeah.
I usually get that right. Which, I mean, actually, you've already started a thing here. I have been meaning to raise this one question about my visors.
Go on.
Maybe now I just will.
Okay.
I think I might have mentioned it last week when I was alone, but, you know.
You haven't tried it on me yet?
Well, you know, I wear all these different team visors. Why do I have them? Like yesterday I wore Milwaukee Brewers. Why? Because why do I have it? I have it because I went to a game in Milwaukee and I bought it. Mm-hmm. And that's what I would do every time I went to a new stadium. I would, if they had. I remember being really disappointed in Detroit. Because they did have a visor, but it's like the kind of plastic old person visor a little bit.
Oh, dear.
So I never wear it. It's like it's sort of styrofoam. It's not comfortable.
Yeah, you can't have that.
So that's why I have all these. And if I have them, you know, just mix it up. But
and it's a nice enough way to remember. You know, we don't look at ticket stubs anymore. Like, is anyone saving tickets to ball games in their phone? No.
You don't even get them.
You just delete them after they're used, and like that's the end of it. You got a clear room for other data storage. So this is a nice way to sort of remember, like, yeah, I went to this game, and this is why I have this, you know, this souvenir.
Right. So I have this visor thing, and recently, I did say this on the air, I think. Recently, I was wearing a Pirates visor at that lacrosse tournament 2 weekends ago in Delaware.
Yeah, we did talk about this.
All right. I had the Pirates visor, and a guy said, oh, you're a Pirates fan. And I said, well, no, not really. I said, it just matches the shirt, which doesn't even really match. It doesn't match the shirt. It's black.
Yeah.
I have a black t-shirt on, so I have a Pirates visor. It doesn't match at all. There's no match really happening there.
Black goes with everything.
But I had to say, like, just to be honest with the guy who I didn't know, like, I'm not actually a fan. This has happened to me many times.
Mm-hmm.
Because guess what? If you wear a hat or a visor with a logo on it, I think people assume that's your team. And they're probably right to assume that.
Yep.
In my case, they're not. I'm just difficult.
Right. And I've started doing this too. Like, I have an Orioles cap that I like because I like the colors, I like the style, so I wear it. And then, you know, Red Sox fans online, you know, are just, what are you doing?
Well,
I like the hat.
In my case, like, you know, your interest in a team can be relative. Like, I would say the Blue Jays are probably my favorite team, but when they're bad, like this year, I don't really care at all. It doesn't mean anything to me.
Yeah.
But when they're great, like last year, I get really into
it. Get right on front. You're you know.
Which is not the most respectable existence for a fan to advertise about themselves.
It's a bandwagon mentality, but, you know, whatever.
But think about how, like, nothing goes wrong.
Right. No, you're bulletproof.
Well, I mean, when they lost Game 7 of the World Series by an inch 5 different times, I hated that. Like, I was upset about that. But really, that went away. And
it goes away sooner if you haven't been as fully invested the whole time or over the decades or whatever. Yes.
Well, should it be a rule in life that you would only wear a sports logo of a team that you like, that you support?
Yeah, support is different. Like, I like the Orioles because I like the gear.
You like the bird.
I like the ballpark. You know, we met Boo Powell years ago. Like, those are good memories. So I like the
Wesley
Orioles.
John Powell.
Like, I do not, you know, I don't root for them over the Red Sox. But even I'm more like you with the Blue Jays, with the Red Sox, than I've ever been. Like I wasn't paying attention, and then they won 14, 15 in a row. Okay, you've got my attention. But it's very casual. Like, there was no heartbreak when they got knocked out of the playoffs last year. It's just like, okay, you know, that was fun. I did not expect to see you in October, but here you were, and like, thank you for coming.
I have to correct myself already. John Wesley Powell.
Oh, okay.
There was a Civil War figure named John Wesley Powell, I think, that maybe he was named for. It's not Wesley John Powell. It's John Wesley. It's his name. Boom,
yeah.
Powell.
Yeah, I don't know. He's
showing off, and I messed it up. Yeah. All right, so where does that leave me? Like, do I have to start liking the Brewers and start liking the Pirates? And start,
I don't know,
like,
man.
Everybody then.
I think before I started collecting these hats, and now the only off-brand team hat I do have is this Orioles cap. I'm not collecting major league, but I might buy other teams if one crosses my face and I go, oh, I kind of like that. That would go well with this shirt I wear golfing. Let me get the hat. Like, it's all about just, you know.
Well,
can I wear it? Would it look appropriate
for you? It's an exception. For me, it's the rule.
Right. What I'm about to say is, like, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, before I started collecting these new era 5950 flat brimmed caps, I might have been harder on you about it. Because like, what are you doing? You're a poser. What are you doing? You can't just wear a different team's logo every day if you don't care about the team. But I'm guilty now, so I can't. I'm pot kettle black over here. I cannot assail you for this. So I'm gonna. You know, you're asking the wrong guy if you want to be told you got to change, because I'm doing it too. So I'm not gonna tell you can't do it when I'm gonna do it. I might wear the Oriole hat tomorrow.
It's gone completely in one direction for me, gradually over many years, and that's fantasy's influence on me. And just like, you know, these are all guys from other places. I have gotten pretty. I don't want to say it like in a negative way. I'm not embarrassed about it, mm-hmm. but just sort of like, yeah, to me they're kind of all the same, and thus this. Just sort of works for me, but it is a little bit embarrassing when somebody sees you wearing a Pirates hat mm-hmm. and asks you about the Pirates. Like, I can have a conversation about the Pirates, sure. but I don't care if they win at all.
Yeah.
So
you might know more about the Pirates than some of their fans.
Well, okay. I think I'm maybe, I don't really deserve to wear it almost. It's like that. That
yeah.
It really should be for their fans.
Right.
You go to a, you know, for example, a place like that, a lacrosse tournament where there are hundreds, if not thousands, of people from all over the Northeast. I mean, my goodness, we played a team from Minnesota. We played a team from Georgia. Right? So they're from all over the country. And here's a guy. Why wouldn't I have a Bills visor on or something? I don't know. I don't own a Bills visor. I used to. I had this. One of my favorite visors that I've since lost was white with the red standing buffalo.
Yeah, I remember that.
But I don't know where that is anymore. So. That's what I probably should. I wear the Sabres visor, you know, because, you know, you're walking past all these people at like a festival or one of these sports tournaments, and that's your cue. Like, they're one of us or they're from the other team.
That is maybe the biggest problem that I feel like I would feel funny about is if I were wearing this Orioles cap in an airport on my way somewhere, and someone in an Orioles jersey, like, hey man, thumbs up, or like whatever,
fist
go
bump.
O's, or whatever. I don't even know what the lingo is, right? It's been a long time since I've been to a game at Camden Yards, but I'm going to be like, yeah, sure. Like,
you just do it.
I'm not really on your team. I just like the cap.
You don't know the handshake. If there is a
right, that's right.
A handshake.
Whereas,
you don't know.
I mentioned how, like, when I went to Spain a couple summers ago, I wore my white Bills cap with the blue buffalo on it, and I was the only headgear I brought with me on that trip. I wore it on the plane, and I wore it. I didn't wear it every day, but I had that hat. And not one time in Europe did anyone mention, like, did I come across someone who went, go Bills.
You were kind of thinking that would happen.
I was kind of thinking it would happen. Yeah. I mean, people tell you that happens all the time, and it's in random places, but I didn't get anything. You remember this? I told you the stewardess, the on the way home, the male flight attendant, he looked at the hat and said, go Bills to me. He was Canadian. And I said, you know, I did not get a single one of those in 10 days in Europe. And he said, where were you? I said, Spain. He said, They might have just thought it was a bull.
Yeah.
It just didn't even pay attention to what, like, that it's a Bills hat. Because it's not like Bills colors. You know, it's like it's white with a blue. It's a little off, you know, the normal stuff. It's not like a blue hat with the red buffalo on
sure.
it or something.
No, right.
It's a little more identifiable. Anyway. So yeah, you are running the risk of being misidentified in that way. That is a sort of a universally accepted camaraderie that fans, I think, really relish. And you're not stomping all over that, but you're like willfully, deceitfully participating in it, I guess I would say. Me too. Like, again, with my,
that's really what I'm asking is, because I feel like I know that.
Yeah.
And maybe I should do something about it.
Mm-hmm. Or not.
I'm not on the road that often. So it doesn't really apply to me that often. That
right.
I'm going to need a Bills or... I mean, I do wear the Sabres visor a lot when I'm away, if mm-hmm. not also.
Yep.
When I'm here. Bulldog is an Orioles guy and a Red Sox fan and an ESPN guy. Like your browsers right now, you've got two screens, ESPN usually for you, right?
Yeah, I've got standings, I've got last news. Year's Bill stats, the standings from last year, the schedule for this year. I've got the Sabre stats at ESPN.com
okay.
open, four ESPN.com screens open.
I, except unless it's a link to like a Bill Barnwell or Greg Wyshynski column, have probably not opened ESPN.com in 15 years. I just never think of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more on the reference sites. ProFootballReference.com, HockeyReference.com, BaseballReference.com. Rarely am I on the basketball version of the reference sites, mm-hmm. but I went to it today because I wanted to see some LeBron stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's maybe, I'm not sure if it's run by different people, but there are some things that are different about it. One being
compared
that,
to the other reference sites,
yes.
you mean? Okay.
I believe this is different than any other reference site in that, you know, group. Is so, like, if you go to any of them, profootballreference.com, look up Josh Allen or Stephon Diggs, better example. Look up Stephon Diggs. You'll see a Vikings jersey and his number, and you'll see a Bills jersey with his number, and then you'll see a Houston Texans jersey mm-hmm. with his number, and then you'll see New England Patriots jersey with his number. And if you're on a team that changes, I think maybe, I don't know the policy exactly, but I think maybe if they change anything about their uniform, there is a second version of it that shows up. Like if the blue gets a little bit darker or lighter, then they'll put up, you say you're on the same team, you have the same number, but there'll be another jersey added.
So there might be a fifth jersey though you've only been on four teams.
Yeah, like that, gotcha. That can happen. Even maybe Allen has two. If the Bills ever change their
mm-hmm.
stripes, you know, so to speak,
yep.
then there would be two. LeBron has 11 jerseys on his page because... And not even including Philadelphia, which, thankfully, there's at least one place left in the world that would not put him in a Philadelphia 76ers jersey yet, because he's never worn one. So let's not do that. But, of course, the tweet that announces the move has, there he is in a full Sixers right. uniform. Lovely. Not everybody hates that, but I hate that. His high school jerseys are shown.
Okay. That's interesting.
St. Vincent, St. Mary.
I wonder.
Akron, Ohio.
I wonder how many NBA players, active or even in history, have got high school jerseys.
Well, like, that's a good question.
Do you have to have been, like, maybe Kobe Bryant, because he came right from high school to the NBA.
So did LeBron.
Maybe, right. So maybe that's why. I wonder if other players have college,
I don't know.
College jerseys.
I haven't gone to a second basketball page today, but I'm still on the LeBron right. page. It also has his Olympic team jerseys.
Okay.
And that's four of these. 04, 08, 12, 24. Maybe did he not play in the other Olympics? I don't know. But, you know, I'm used to a certain protocol
mm-hmm.
when it comes to these sites. And instead, on, you know, on the basketball site, and you're asking if that's true of, like, other NBA players, you would want to think so. Is every, no way, right? Is every NBA player's high school and college jersey shown on their reference page? One thing that is the same is the nicknames, though. There are 10. He has 10 nicknames.
Okay, 10 nicknames.
You want to tackle this?
Well, what I want to ask first is King James and the King separate?
There's only King James.
King James, okay. I just wanted to make sure they weren't just fattening up by using different versions of that. Okay, so King James is one.
King James.
Brawny.
Bron.
Okay, yeah, the kid is Brawny. Yeah,
yes.
He
used to be Brawny.
Right, maybe.
But they took
when
it
he was
away.
Younger. Yeah, now the kid's got it.
You might get one more.
Goat?
Lil Goat.
Okay, I'm going to claim that as a win.
Are you?
I think that's what that implies, goat. I mean, it's goat derivative.
There's only one other one, goat derivative. There's only one other one that I think I've ever heard that I thought maybe you would get. LBJ.
Oh, sure. Yeah, right.
Even though his middle name is Raymond. But, the capital B. So LBJ.
Right.
Chosen One. The Little Emperor. I mean, he's 6'9". The Little Emperor. The Akron Hammer. L-Train.
The Akron Hammer.
I know. That sounds like a very old-timey wrestler. The Akron Hammer. Benjamin Buckets and Captain LaMerica. Also, position. The next line is position. Small forward, power forward, point guard, center, shooting guard. He's played them all.
Mm-hmm.
He plays every position. Wow. I mean, that seems commensurate with 10 nicknames and 11 yep. jerseys and all these awards and honors.
Kobe Bryant has 2 high school jerseys on his pro basketball reference page.
Okay.
Different numbers. 1993, Lower Merion High School, number 24. Following season, no, actually 3 seasons. 94, 95, 96, Lower Merion High School, number 33.
What's that, Philadelphia?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
And then from there, it's, the Lakers. And
his
then
dad.
Then his Team USA jerseys are there from
what do you think of that?
Olympics.
I got Boot Powell open. There's no Olympic jerseys or high school uniforms here.
Now I want to find someone who we know went to college. Who do I want to pick? Christian Laettner.
All right.
All right. Let's see if there are.
What's his number? 32.
Nice.
At Duke.
I don't need to spell Christian Laettner. They knew who I was looking for.
Is that right?
Yes.
32 at Duke.
I got Chris in there, and it went right to Laettner. The first jersey. Oh, what is this?
Nichols.
There's some pop-ups here. Pop-up traffic. No, the first jersey here on his page is his rookie year Minnesota Timberwolves.
So he doesn't qualify.
He does not
Christian
have,
Laettner.
So Duke is
does not,
not
qualify.
I was wondering if college would be there in place of, because, Kobe and LeBron didn't go to college.
There is a college reference site, like even for football.
Mm-hmm.
I know from looking up, like James Cook at Georgia, there's another page, it's another site that has his college stats. So maybe basketball would have that too.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe if you're looking at Laettner, you might see like college stats and then a link, and there you might see his Duke.
Meanwhile, kit. Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan. Who's this? Michael Jeffrey Jordan.
Laney High School Buccaneers, 80-81, number 23.
Was he cut? Was he not cut from that team?
Maybe this is post cut.
Okay.
University of North Carolina, 81-84, and then. Team USA, 84 Olympics, and then all the
so games. It has his Carolina jersey?
It has his Carolina jersey and a high school jersey.
Okay, well, that's different.
Laettner has neither.
Okay, right. And, LeBron wouldn't have, or Kobe wouldn't have college. They didn't go to college.
Right. That's what I was wondering. I wanted to if you went to college, from high school, is your college jersey represented? In the case of Christian Laettner, the answer is no. Jordan went to college, but unlike Laettner, has both his high school jersey that maybe it's the level of star you are to some extent.
Maybe if you get the high school, you get the college too. We need to find somebody that their college jersey shows, but not their high school jersey. Because who would even know the high school? How many NBA greats can you even name where they went to high school?
Very few.
I mean, if you're like a super fan, you can do it. You're going to know Garnett, maybe. You're going to know LeBron. You're going to know Kobe. I couldn't have named. I know LeBron's high school because I have a friend who went there. But like that could be that might be the only one I could name. I know Laettner went to Nichols. I know that too.
That's local
Buffalo
knowledge.
Guys
That's
I
local
might
knowledge.
Know.
James Harden, Oklahoma City Thunder. Nothing prior to that. No college, no high school, no nothing.
Okay.
I don't know, want me to try somebody
Steph
else.
Curry.
I'm on a roll here. All right.
Look at Bulldog navigating the reference sites. This is groundbreaking. Look up Steph Curry, Davidson, but I don't know where he went to high school. I couldn't name his high school.
I don't know why I went to Seth, not Steph. Which was a
that's a miss.
That's a big miss. What do we got here? No, just Warriors starting in 2010.
Does not rate. High school, college, does not rate. Steph Curry.
Right.
Okay.
One of the best players of this generation.
Absolutely. What do you have any feelings about LeBron going to Philadelphia? You've been a LeBron guy.
Yeah. I guess if he is back on a team that plays in this time zone.
Okay.
And then gets, you know, look, I'm not going to tell you in November I'm going to go, okay, where are the Sixers? Where's the Sixers game tonight? I'm going to be watching a hockey game like 100 times out of 100. But once the playoffs arrive, yeah, that'll draw me in. That'll draw me in. I think because I've always rooted for him.
Yeah.
Not always. I did not like the Miami thing. That was he turned villain, and that just was not that cool. But so I loved him, wanted him to have success in Cleveland. He left. He was kind of, I don't want to say dead to me, but I watched him in those Miami teams in the finals, but I wasn't invested in it. So it just felt kind of gross. But once he got back to Cleveland, I was all in. And I wanted him to do well in L.A. too, I would say. So yeah, I'm a LeBron guy. That's fair. And
I like the time zone point.
I think I will pay more attention because he's playing when I'm awake.
And you might think now this is it. And I don't, again, not paying the closest attention to this over the years, but I don't think we ever got to this is the end for him. Even like last year in L.A.,
right?
Was anybody talking like he was going to retire? Weren't most people expecting he was going to just sign somewhere and play and keep playing? Which is what happened. So, you know, a guy like this, even if it's not your favorite sport, you might want to see it when it's their end. And, you know, now it sounds like this is that.
Right. Philadelphia. I think he's mostly said, like, this is my last Zach decision. Had it in the update. This is my last decision. So,
whether it's more than 1 year or not.
Yeah, it's a two-year deal. So,
two-year deal.
I mean, you know, that doesn't mean he has to play next year.
Like $500,000.
He can do whatever he wants.
Or maybe a little bit more than that. Way less than Patrick Kane got.
I just love all the who's beating this team. Like, who's stopping these guys? And I'm looking at that. Like, again, I don't follow it super closely, but doesn't Embiid miss, like, more than half of every season?
You know what?
Like, he's like, what do we do? You put him on that graph, like, who's stopping these guys? I'm like, arthritis. Like, he's stopping this team. Like, what do you? If you're counting on him, like, I know you've got all these other dudes. Like, those other dudes maybe can do it on their own. But, like, if you're counting on him, you might want to mention that he played 19 games last year.
Well, you know, having said that, let's get to our first guest after the break, Sam Paniadovic. He'll be able to speak intelligently on this. I cannot. I'm not even going to try.
I think we did great so far.
He did. We mostly talked about the internet. He did text me about the Sixers, like how the odds have come down on the Sixers, of course, you know, maybe being a favorite or the favorite now. So Sam will know. Do some football with him too. Sigmund Bloom today as well. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Happy Friday. Beautiful day. Thanks for joining us. You can do that on the video stream now if you didn't know, on YouTube or Twitch. You can see us do this talking and, you know, reacting and, you know, sometimes scratching and pointing.
Oh, it's great.
Adjusting.
Yeah. You don't know what you're missing.
Comes with it. It's really big. Yeah. It's quite a phenomenon. Sammy P after this on WGR.
Today, what I see most from this decision is he is choosing that the Sixers give him the best chance to win a championship. It's not about legacy of going back to Cleveland. It's not about going to Miami where he also played. Those were legacy plays with a chance to win a championship, right? And so he feels joining the Sixers, it's about winning, it's about competing. And my understanding is the last step for him was just making sure his family was on board.
That is Warren Sharp. No, it does sound like Warren, though. It is Shams Charania, who might have been the one to break the story today about LeBron. What's so funny?
I just noticed you always get to the nicknames, and I'm not as familiar with the reference pages as you are. But I've got this Steph Curry page open, and his nicknames here are one, two, three, four, five of them. And a couple of them are, I think, really, really funny.
I won't know any, I think.
Okay, well, one
I consider myself a fan of his.
The page is headlined Stephen Curry, so Steph is one of the nicknames. Like, so right. That's easy.
Like Mike is a nickname for me.
Yeah, right. Baby faced assassin, Chef Curry, the Human Torch, and they in order they saved the best one for last is how they're listed. Threesus.
No, that's beautiful. Our own baby-faced assassin is on the West Shore Hotline. Jesus. Sam Paniatovich, Fox 32 in Chicago. Sam, how's it going?
Well, I'm sorry to inform you guys that Patrick Kane followed me back to Chicago, not to Buffalo.
That's I am okay. So we're, happy
we're,
about that.
We're relatively satisfied.
We're all together on this. Right. I had no interest, 0%. I was worried that the Sabres were going to do that.
I had a little in that I thought if they made a big trade for the goalie, for Hellebuck, that might open up a space for Kane, and I would have been okay with that. But as currently constructed, they had no place to put him, and it would have been insanity to sign him.
No. Good for you.
You couldn't find room for him on PP1, really?
No. I mean, last year he declined.
I could find room for him on PP1. I just wouldn't be able to find room for him on a line.
Yeah, you know what's funny too? Like everybody's all, you know, nostalgic and excited, and we've seen so much B-roll of Kane holding the cup. And then I look at their projected first line with Frank Naser, Connor Bedard, and Patrick Kane. That is the littlest first line in the history of hockey. They're all like 5'9".
I'm not even sure Bedard is good. I mean, he's not great yet. He's supposed to be great, but that hasn't really happened. Well, look at Sam starting with hockey on this beautiful July Friday. I mean, not LeBron, but, you know, of course, that we get the – it's a Buffalo, you know.
Yeah.
Kane.
He's playing the room.
It could have happened. He's playing the room.
It's nice to have all three of us here together. I feel like Sam has been on this show more regularly than the both of us
Sam
on Fridays in the summer.
Has been ping-ponging.
Sort of like. Credit to Sam for always
hosts.
Showing up.
Yeah. So, I know you were on this, of course. The effect LeBron James signing has had on the NBA markets. How dramatic?
Well, they've definitely come down a ton. I saw the Sixers, you know, because everybody always texts me, what was the price before? So I've answered this question 800 times today. The best number that we saw in the market on the finals price was 22-1. And most books are in that 8-9 range. There's a 10 at BetRivers. There's a 7 in Vegas because somebody clearly bet a couple $1,000s. And you know, created more liability. It really depends on how much liability you have. That's how you dictate your price. But let's call the consensus price now 9-1, down from a consensus price of about 20. And they are now, let's see, I got the prop shop up right here. To win the East, they are as low as plus 340. Only teams with shorter odds to win the title are the San Antonio Spurs and the Oklahoma City Thunder. DraftKings has them both at 270. And then the Sixers at 9-1. As for the conference, Knicks won, and the Sixers a very, very close second. Plus 330 on the Knicks, plus 350 on the Sixers.
Is this one where, in fantasy, we call it closing line value, where you're drafting somebody on speculation that their situation is going to be a lot better later on, and by the end of the draft season, they end up going way higher in drafts. Is this one, to your knowledge, Sam, where Jaylen Brown, LeBron James, I mean, I heard somebody talk about the Sixers as a possibility for LeBron. I don't know about Jaylen Brown in that trade. Is this one where, you know, were sharps on the Sixers even before the trade where they were thinking, you know, this could be a situation where whatever it would have been, 40-1 or some kind of number like that maybe, would have been a play?
Well, I did get a text this morning after the news came out about LeBron. I have a friend who bet Philly to win the title before they got Jaylen Brown. And I was flabbergasted by the price. Guess how high it was, his ticket.
Before Jaylen Brown? Yeah, I'm gonna say 50-1.
100-1.
Okay.
Double.
So he's sitting on that right now, and obviously he did his job. The team has to do its job, but you put yourself in a spot where you could like potentially sell that. You could hedge that. You could prop swap it where you could, you know, sell that ticket legally and somebody could purchase it. You're in a great spot. I don't, you know, I haven't really done the calculus on it because I'm actually off today, at least in my real job. I would never call off this show, of course.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, never. I'm like a Ripken streak on this show.
I already lost you on that.
The only time I don't come on is when Bulldog's like, yeah, we don't need you today. We got a press conference or something. But yeah, I don't know. Like, if you had 100-1 on Philly, what do you do? Do you then you just bet up a couple other teams maybe to win the championship? You know, the market is still saying, though, it's either San Antonio or Oklahoma City. Like, they respect the Sixers, but not like those two top teams.
No, but you can ride that to the finals, at least, if you're lucky enough to get, you know, through the East.
Yeah, I guess you could also drop a bomb on somebody to win the East, maybe like Boston or Detroit, and then you just kind of like you're keying out the Knicks. As we know, I think the last 8 years there's been a different champion in the NBA. I think that's accurate. It's either 7 or 8 years. So odds are against the Knicks going back and winning it. So if you want to like kind of key the Knicks out, maybe you bet, you know, a little bit on the Celtics to win the East and then a little on the Pistons to win the East. And then you got the Sixers to win the title. And then you lose all those bets, of course, when the Thunder win it. But I'm thinking, like, what would I do if I had 100-1 on Philly? I don't even know.
Yeah. This is a little bit outside of, like, the odds, Sam. But, like, obviously he's one of the most famous athletes who's ever lived. How warranted is all this? Like, what did Philadelphia actually get? What did they buy today?
Well, they bought one of the best distributors in the history of the league. And obviously, you know, we could have that debate. Is he, you know, a top three player? Is he a top five player? I mean, whatever. I mean, they got a winner. Despite, you know, a lot of people not liking him or can't stand him, the guy wins. I mean, he's won a championship in three different locations now. He won in Cleveland. He won in Los Angeles. And, of course, he went down to Miami and won a couple there with the Heatles. I've never personally been a fan because he's a front runner, and I feel fully okay saying that. If this isn't the definition of front running, what is? You just joined a team with Joel Embiid, Jaylen Brown, and you know Tyrese Maxey. They like their second year guy Edgecombe, the kid that played at Baylor. LeBron is going to have weapons everywhere he looks, and that's always sort of been, you know, the fatal flaw. LeBron needs talent to win, but so did Michael, so did Kobe, so they all needed good players to win. But I think the reason he picked Philly is because he's got shooting. You know, there was a lot of smoke about him going to Miami, and they're like, well, you can put LeBron with Giannis and bam. And I'm like, who's shooting on that team? You know, you're going to build a brick factory with all the misses on that team. So I think they really like that he's going to come in there. He doesn't have to be the lead guy. He could be the third or fourth option. But then in the playoffs, he knows what to do. He knows how to space. He knows how to defend. He's still very, very good at his age. And, I said off the top, I think he's one of the best. Yeah, I think Magic is number one. LeBron is number two. He's going to get guys the ball in positions to succeed. And that's why he's there, because it's the team with the most talent and the team with the most versatility.
You know who else needed, as great as he is, surrounding talent to win? Threesus.
Patrick Kane?
Patrick Kane and Threesus.
Yeah, no, it's funny. One more thing on Kane. I have one guy in the media who's not a Kane guy. He goes, yeah, Kane was great, but he didn't do anything. Like, everybody else did all the hard work, and he just did all the pretty stuff. And I'm like, wow, you're such a hater. But he's not wrong.
No, he's not. He's never been a 200-foot player. I mean, you're not. He's not killing penalties for you. Like, that is just not. This is not happening.
No, I have no stones to throw at his career at all.
He's been an
I just
all-time
didn't
great.
Want him on the Sabres. I mean, just for a variety of reasons. Sam Panayotovic here on the Western Hotline. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog WGR. You've got Super Bowl odds handy, Sam. Is that something we can just put you on the spot with here?
Yeah, go for it.
I was going to bring this up earlier, but we ended up talking about hats. I was wondering, like, which team...
So disparaging.
Which team has, like, so the fans of a team would have, like, maybe the biggest gripe with their Super Bowl odds. Basically, you know, it's some form of disrespect in how they come off. Like, the Rams are plus 550 at DraftKings, and Seattle is double that. So, you know, you're Seattle, you're like, wow. What just happened? What did I miss? Did they not watch football last year or something like that? And you've got Buffalo and Baltimore, for another example, at the top of the AFC list, where you have New England and Denver, and maybe other teams too, which might think like, well, again, maybe we deserve better here. Is there a team that, maybe this would be a team that would also equate to like a good value play. Is there somebody on that list that you think maybe should feel slighted?
I love that you gave me enough time. You vamped there to give me enough time to think about this. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate that. You're a true pro. I got two answers for you. Let me give you a mid-tier and then a high tier. This team is seventh on the board right now. And in the last 6 years, I think they've never been lower than third. That's the Kansas City Chiefs. Mm-hmm. When you have Patrick Mahomes, a guy who's won three Super Bowls, and a head coach in Andy Reid who consistently gets the team to a level that it's supposed to reach or further, I see them, 16-1. That doesn't even make sense. Like, it doesn't even compute in my brain that they're that high to win the Super Bowl, because they're routinely in that 6, 7, 8-1 range. So this is double up, right? They're 16-1. The lowest number I see is 15. That's an insanely high price given where they've been priced in the past. But in terms of disrespect, we talked about this, Mike, last week when Bulldog was off. The Washington Commanders at 70-1 is so high. I mean, that you see that as a Commanders fan, and you're like, what did we do wrong? I see like 66, 65, 60, 55, mm-hmm. but the high is 70. And this was a team last year that was probably the seventh or eighth team to win the Super Bowl. And Jaden Daniels was the fifth player on the MVP board. It was like Allen, Burrow, Mahomes, and Lamar, and then Jaden Daniels. And his odds, as we talked about, Mike, have gone way up mm-hmm. to win the MVP. And they're bottom 10, bottom 12 to win the Super Bowl. Like, that's a slap in the face to a team that was really respected last summer.
Bulldog's going to like Cincinnati here. Baltimore at 10-1, Cincinnati at 30 for a team favored in 15 games.
I'd love to see 30. I've got 20 at FanDuel, but
you got to shop around, right,
yeah,
Sam?
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
got to go shopping. But I saw 30 at DraftKings, I think.
All right.
Things are looking good for the White Sox, Sam.
They just keep winning series, man.
Yep.
That's another one. They took 2 out of 3 in Texas. They've just kept winning games. And I think it's insane to realize this stat. There's only one team in Major League Baseball this season that doesn't have a losing streak longer than 3 games, and that's the White Sox. Of wow. all the teams, I know every other team has had a spell where you lose 4, 5, 6, 7 in a row. Not the White Sox. And with Murakami there, Jesse Rogers covers ESPN, or covers baseball in Chicago for ESPN, Cubs and Sox. And he said the thing that sets them apart from a lot of teams in the American League is they have insane lefty slug with Murakami, who, if not hurt, might have 35 home runs right now. He's back in the lineup. He's healthy. They've got Colson Montgomery, who's going to probably hit 40 home runs this year. Those two guys give them a 1-2 combo power-wise from the left side that might only be eclipsed by Bryce Harper and Kyle Schwarber in Philly. Like, teams with lefty slug tend to have good runs in the postseason. I think they need another arm. So they'll definitely be active at the deadline and maybe get a 2 or a 3 in the rotation to kind of bump everybody down a bit. But they hit the snot out of the baseball. And, last year they were bottom 3 in every category, basically. Home runs, runs, slugging, OPS, OBP, all that stuff. This year they're top 3 in every category. So from bottom 3 to top 3 in 1 year is unheard of. And it's mostly because of those guys, those big lefties, Murakami and Colson Montgomery, that are slugging the snot out of the baseball.
They're new.
I'm glad Mike thought to bring up the White Sox, Sam, because I think I saw this. It's also possible I dreamt it. But did you post something on Twitter about a sort of a sushi push pop thing or something at White Sox games? Did that happen? Or am I high?
Yeah, so Murakami. Well, you might be. I don't know. If you want to pee in a cup for me, Bulldog, that'd be fine. Let's see. The Mooney Sushi Push Pop, the Mooney Shot, has been introduced. This was, 2 days ago on the South Side. They honestly, it was funny. 2 years ago, they were the worst team in baseball ever, 41-121. But they were voted the best food in baseball at the ballpark. So the food's always been good there. Now they have a Sushi Push Pop. I don't know. I don't know if I'd give it a shot.
Yeah, that sounds sketchy.
I was hoping they'd be home next weekend, but the Cubs are.
That's right. You're coming to town, right?
Planning on it. Yankees-Cubs next weekend sounds pretty good.
Planning on it. When are you going to decide?
I like Friday, to take it to
Friday
the last
morning.
Minute. I have the time off. I don't have a place. But
Friday show, I'll let you know. Right?
I've got lots of friends who are going for that thing, the National, and I'm like 80-20, yes. I even connected with Joe Ostrowski about meeting him next weekend if I were to go. So, yeah, that is the plan at this point.
This is home for me, and if Owen Parker can attest, if I can take him around Boston and make him the king, imagine what I could do in Chicago.
Yeah, wow, that is – I might want to come even though I'm not going to this card show, but somebody's got to stay here and do the show.
I mean, Owen is 24?
Yeah.
I'm not 24, Sam, heads up. Don't get any big ideas. All right, thanks for your time today. Always appreciate it, I mean, especially when you're not even working today, so really good. Enjoy your weekend.
All right. See you, boys.
Sam Panayotovich, Fox 32, Chicago, formerly Chicken Dinner, although that might get kicked back up, and also with Odyssey when we first met Sam. Sigmund Bloom coming up in just over 15 minutes. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.